This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. As we launch here into the third hour show, our toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Big day for Bitcoin, reaching a new high over at BitcoinAverage.com.
And a new low. And a new low.
Oh, the new low of the market cap.
Yeah.
That's what you're referring to. Yeah, it was around 50% earlier today, meaning that the market capitalization of Bitcoin, meaning the total value of Bitcoin out there in the world, is now at about this, at about parity with the total value of all the other altcoins combined, which, you know, there's hundreds of those, but there's really only a top 20 or so that are meaningful. It's times are changing out there in the world of cryptocurrency. So we got some good news, we got some bad news here on Free Talk Live. And with you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
To bring you up to speed, in the very first hour of the show, we started out by talking about the armed bands of thugs in Venezuela who've been just shooting people. They shot a doctor in the back who tried to get through a blockade that they'd put up at a hospital. These thugs are working with the government in Venezuela. They've been basically given not only just the blessing allowed to exist by the government there, but they've been given weapons by the Maduro administration in Venezuela. All of this happening in the sort of the time frame more recently here, where you've got hundreds of thousands of people who've taken to the streets to protest the status quo there. But these groups of the of thugs, the what do they call them? The spacing out on the name, the colectivos.
Colectivos, yeah.
The colectivos, they've been around since the early part of the aughts when Hugo Chavez actually kind of brought them into existence and encouraged their existence as, like, social groups. But then they, you know, they became sort of thugs and brown shirts. And they're talking about kind of the history of this. He conceived them as social organizations to advance his vision of a socialist revolution to transform Venezuela's poor neighborhoods. So they ended up having their own flags and uniforms and names, and the government eventually gave them weapons and security training and deploying them as militias. And their power was so great that some even clashed with the police. This, according to the New York Times, in 2014, part of an effort to oust an interior minister who had sought to curb the colectivos. And more recently, others have fought deadly shootouts with soldiers in the military to stop organized crime, because they're doing organized crime. They're dealing drugs and, you know, dealing in illegal things like black market food sales. And the government looks the other way when they do it. But if you start selling food on the black market, then you'll be investigated and, you know, possibly arrested. Today, the groups control 10% of the towns and cities in Venezuela. According to Fermin Marmol, a criminologist at the University of Santa Maria in Caracas, Mr. Marmol said the deep left-wing ideological bent of the groups means they will defend Mr. Maduro at any cost. Quote, if tomorrow...
He's the one who gives them the ability to exist.
That's right. Quote, if tomorrow the revolution loses the presidency, the colectivos will immediately change to urban guerrilla warfare, said the criminologist. The colectivo bands have been accused of repeated attacks on journalists covering their activities and in the streets. However, in rare interviews in the past, group leaders have denied criminal activity and said they primarily defended the leftist cause. Despite their attacks against dissenters, for some poor Venezuelans, the colectivos are a source of order that people have come to accept.
Well, I mean, you know, it's, big cities have often had gangs historically. I mean, what about the movie The Gangs of New York? What is the functional difference between these colectivos and these gangs that existed in the, was it 1860s?
Did the gangs defend the state in the 1860s?
They were the state to some extent. I mean, you know, the politicians used the gangs to get what they wanted, mm-hmm. and the gangs used the politicians to get what they wanted. I mean, it was just power structure.
According to the story here at the New York Times, on Thursday in the neighborhood of La Vega, working-class Caracas area roiled by protests. Residents looked on as a band that they identified as members of a local colectivo stopped at a traffic circle during a patrol. Jaide Lira, age 58, an administrative assistant who lives on the edge of the neighborhood, said clashes between protesters and the colectivos had startled residents. Her sympathies were drifting away from the protesters. She said, "You don't push out a government this way." Well, how else are you supposed to do it? I mean, really.
I don't like the results of these protests.
They've canceled the elections, so how are you supposed to get rid of the government?
So you kind of can't get rid of a government in a place where you're not allowed to have guns.
Indeed. Well, I mean, they're trying their best, right? They're in the streets. They're, you know, chanting. They're occupying. They're letting it be known. They're, you know, pounding on pots and pans.
None of those things are going to make the oppressors be like, oh, that's annoying. They're blocking traffic. I'll go.
Well, eventually they'll set fire to buildings. I mean, we saw that happen in the Egypt Arab Spring.
That might accomplish something,
right.
But protesting is an educational tool, not an overthrow the government tool.
In our country, it's not, but eventually it can lead to the overthrow part happening. If people are outside and they're angry enough, and somebody starts throwing Molotov cocktails at buildings, then, you know...
Well, right, and I mean, the purpose of the educational phrase is to get to the overthrow the government.
They're at that phase.
So,
they're almost there.
You know, it can lead to that, but just... holding signs and standing in the road.
That's not what they're doing.
Conflating peaceful protests with protests. And peaceful protests can go to... The reason governments don't like protests, period, is because peaceful protests can turn into violent protests.
This isn't like the...
relatively quickly.
This isn't like the Women's Day parade thing that happened after Trump. This isn't like the protests that you typically see in the United States.
Okay, well then it's a riot, not a protest.
Call it what you want.
It could be a completely justified riot. That's fine, but there's a difference between a protest and a riot.
She says they put order. She's talking about the colectivos. They put order where there is disorder. It's true. They are armed civilians. But what can you do in this upside-down world of ours?
What can you do?
She says. Their attacks on protesters, however, have traumatized many demonstrators in Caracas, like Mr. Rojas, who witnessed the death of the 17-year-old Carlos Moreno. The demonstrators, he said, tried in vain to save Carlos, pushing his limp body onto a motorcycle to be taken to a hospital.
Shot in the head, wasn't
he? Where he was pronounced dead.
Yeah.
Some of the crowd tried to pursue
brain matter. The chances are good.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
Some of the crowd tried to pursue the assailants, but were restrained by others who said it would be useless, said witnesses. Mr. Rojas, who works with opposition politicians, said he'd become used to the attacks, which have long been a fixture of his activism. He said they attack your neighbors when they are in the food lines and are identified as opposition members. They attack store owners by making them pay extortions. They attack bakers.
Protection money.
By taking away part of their production, which they later sell on the black market. He says they are not true collectives or political actors. They are criminals. And they're the ones who are doing the dirtiest of the dirty work
well,
for Maduro.
They're pretty solidly collectives, but...
Well, yeah, they're not. They may be, but to the mind of...
They're being set up to take care of this problem and then be taken care of.
Yep, and that's what's happening. But to the mind of...
That just seems really clearly obvious to me. I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking they need food right now. I don't know. But how is that not blatantly like, yeah, you're next? Like, from...
What do you mean you're next? Like, that Maduro's going to throw them under the bus if he gets the opportunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's giving them... He's not explicitly legalizing what they're doing, which means it's really easy for him to come back later and be like, oh, well, we wanted these people to help, but then they committed a bunch of crimes. Oh, well, they have to go to jail
now. And then crack down on them. I see what you're saying.
This just goes to show that my government is a just government.
Yeah. Yeah, he can use them to grandstand, and because they're not his government, they're just a tool.
It's done every single time. The Bolsheviks got killed off by Stalin. The brown shirts got killed off by Hitler. I mean, I'm sure that history is rife with them, but those are the ones that I can come up with at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that there's probably some that were less obvious. This one just seems really painfully obvious to me. And then he's paying them in guns, not in food, so that they have to commit crimes. I mean, that... It's just, I don't know how nobody sees this coming.
Well, maybe they do. But again, they're out in the streets. They're doing everything they think that they can do at this point. And they banned the opposition leader from even running for office for the next 15 years. So change inside the system doesn't appear to be on the table. Although Maduro would like to change the system. The other story out of Venezuela is that he's been calling for a constitutional, or the what their equivalent is of a constitutional convention. He wants to rewrite the Venezuelan constitution. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and maybe he'll just abolish elections entirely if he does that.
Everybody will be safer.
Or only let his one party run.
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live dial, toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want as we go to your phone calls and thoughts coming up. Melanie, you're going to be telling us about a 12-year-old suspended from government school, presumably?
Yes.
For liking a gun. Not for bringing a gun to school. Not for making his fingers and thumb into a fake gun thing. You know,
he didn't eat a Pop-Tart wrong.
Nope. This time he liked a gun. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But first, we got Raul on the line in Los Angeles on the Amp Lines. Go ahead, Raul.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey. And Melanie, I just came to chime in a little bit on the colectivos.
Sure.
And I think it's a result of two things. I think it's a government of preying on human nature that, you know, people are ultimately going to be selfish in times of need, and that people are willing to do what I refer to as slave-on-slave violence. You know, they'd rather oppress someone as long as the oppressor is giving them, in this case, food and guns, because that's kind of how it functioned on the plantation, whereas, you know, the house slaves would get better treatment, better food, but, you know, they would have complete disregard for, you know, the slaves that were out in the outhouse, you know, getting beaten and getting worked.
Right,
you know,
and that's how it had to work, because one or two people can't control physically 30 people.
Right.
So you have to have that kind of inside connections for it to work at all.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think you've seen it all throughout history. You were talking about the brown shirts and all that.
Right, and if they can control those people by using these thugs who they don't have to pay, you know, they just allow them to get away with committing crime so they can support their activities that way, then that's, you know, there's no budget that they have to assign. They've successfully been able to control more people without having to spend additional government
money. But in situations like this, when you have kind of a limited useful life, whereas a slave on a plantation knew he was probably going to live out his whole life, he'd seen other people live out his whole life doing that kind of job, that makes a little bit more sense, at least from a completely pragmatic standpoint, than this is a limited time use kind of function. You're getting a job where you're highly disposable. I mean, I guess in some extent, like, I understand cognitively that, like, human psychology will tell you to do that so that you can eat today. But at the same time, I just kind of don't get it.
Isn't that what criminals do, though? I mean, criminals take, you know, limited time jobs in the hopes that they can make so much money and do so well in the short term that...
Right, but it's not a limited job where you're guaranteed to die at the end.
I guess not. I mean, I don't think that they think of themselves as guaranteed to die because they're probably not students of history.
Raul, more thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that was kind of all that I wanted to just chime in about, you know, the colectivos. I just had a question about, for you gentlemen, since you guys were at last year's HemFest. I was on Facebook, and someone told me that HemFest wasn't all that great. I'm currently planning a trip to go back to New Hampshire for HemFest because I missed the first one. But I don't know, I was asking around people on Facebook, and they were saying that it just wasn't all that great. So,
well,
I'm just wondering if...
What does that mean, that it wasn't all that great? If you love music, HempFest was awesome. If you love, you know, kind of the idea of a HempFest, of a more of a kind of a hippie festival than a libertarian camping festival, then HempFest was exactly what you expected. I had fun. We did a libertarian outreach booth the entire time. We broadcast the show. It was just as good of a show as we had at Porkfest.
The people that said this, have they gone to HempFest? I mean...
I believe so, yeah. I believe the two individuals that told me, yeah, they were there.
Okay. I don't know how they got that information, but, you know, everybody has their own festival, right? Like, yeah, 1,000 people go to a festival. Every one of them has their own unique experience. I didn't I didn't pay for the event, but I enjoyed myself while I was there.
There were plenty of libertarians who were there. A lot of the same faces from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I would say they weren't more than 5% of the attendees, but, you know, they were there. I thought it was a great festival. The food was good that they had. There were
The food was better than Porkfest.
A lot of vendors. A lot of them were open late too, if I'm recalling correctly. More of them were open late at Hempfest than were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I mean, it is what you make of it. And so there are, of course, other options. There's Somalia Fest, which is coming up right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. So for those that don't want to attend Porkfest, there are other alternatives. So there's the Hempfest, which comes up in late August, and then there's Somalia Fest, which is happening for the first time this year.
Yeah, Somalia Fest got its name because people are always telling libertarians to move to Somalia, so therefore we're having Somalia Fest, where we can all move to Somalia.
Most of us don't actually qualify to immigrate to Somalia, though, because I being annoying one day and looked up the immigration. The ones I could find in English, like, I don't qualify to move to Somalia. So.
What are the qualifications?
Be rich.
Okay.
I would be interested.
If you were rich, why would you want to go to Somalia?
I would be interested.
To be obnoxious.
In hearing, Raul, what it was that the people specifically didn't like about Hempfest. Like, if it wasn't great, well, what about it wasn't great? Because the bands were great. I mean, the Hempfest was and presumably will be again. They're changing the name of it this year. It's the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Festival. Kind of a slightly different focus. But it's still just going to be, as I understand it, bands. That's ultimately what Hempfest was. It was just like nonstop bands with an occasional speech in between it. Wouldn't you say, Mark, that's a pretty accurate statement?
Yeah,
I mean, the band started at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock every morning, you know, give people enough time to sleep in somewhat from the night before, and they went till the early, you know, 1 o'clock or...
I don't think the band's went that late.
All right, well, 11 to midnight or something like that, somewhere in that range. I mean, it was all day long, different types of music as well. So if they didn't specify what they didn't like, then it's not really much of a critique, is it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like I'm telling you, I want to go because Robert Mathias, he posted some stuff on Facebook, and it seemed pretty fun.
He's working on a
crowd.
Rob Mathias, former host on the Rebel Love Show, he filmed a documentary. It was recording footage the whole time there, and he just posted on Facebook, I think this week, that he's almost done, that he's working on the credits of that documentary. I know he was hoping to have it out last month, but, you know, it's hard to get things done on time when you're trying to make a creative work like a big full-length, you know, documentary process. And so, you know, that might be something worth waiting on and seeing what his documentary looks like, and that'll give you kind of a peek into, you know, the video footage of what it was like. I can tell you, a lot more topless ladies and a lot more good-looking topless ladies were at Hempfest. That was a nice thing. So there you go. That's my review for you, Raul. And Somalia Fest, I think, is going to be interesting as well. It's the first time out for it, so we don't know what to expect. It's probably going to be a whole lot more low-key, just more of a camping, several days camping with libertarians, which is going to be fun in its own right, but it won't be in any way a party, you know, music fest like Cannabis Fest is. So thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, and you may dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype here, and you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Coming up, Melanie will tell us about a government school student, 12-year-old young man who was suspended for liking a gun on, was it Facebook?
Instagram,
which is basically Facebook. They own that. We'll get to that story here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Also, I do want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. When you go and get your Amazon shopping done through shop.freetalklive.com, a portion of your purchase price will go to Free Talk Live instead of going all to Amazon. So if you want to help us out and get the same great deals you're used to from Amazon, then you can do that at shop.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts here. Greg is in Brooklyn, New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, everyone. I hope it's okay. I'm calling in more frequently now.
That's fine.
I really enjoy your show. So I have a brand of libertarianism that I think is libertarian, but you sometimes might not agree. I care about spreading liberty, but I want to spread liberty to people who might not necessarily have a lot of money. And basically what I argue for and advocate is freedom from having to work. And I know that you guys say freedom from is not the same as freedom to, because negative rights are the real rights, and every other right is sort of like the government, right?
I'm curious, before you go on, Greg, Melanie, yeah. Have you talked to Greg before on this show?
I don't know.
Okay. So I'm curious to hear how Melanie will respond to you, Greg, because, you know, we've certainly had this conversation about freedom from versus freedom to. You want to people to have freedom from what? You want
work,
them
I believe is what
to,
you just said.
Freedom from work. You know, the ability
is
to...
Is that what you just said, Greg? Freedom from work?
Yeah, for example, work. Having to work in order not to die would be a good one.
So you're gonna, how are you going to change the laws of physics?
Well, why should the laws of physics have to do anything with that?
Because if you don't create food, then you won't have any, and then you'll die.
So how do animals live?
They hunt things, I suppose. They draw food, photosynthesis.
Animals don't have the ability to plant seeds and continue to grow
they plant
products.
Seeds. Some do.
Some animals do some pretty kind of basic, like... Not necessarily farming like we would consider it as humans, but...
You mean like pooping seeds? Farming. They certainly seeds.
You can. The fact is animals will do just about everything that you say that only humans can do.
No kidding. What animal plants seeds?
I will have to look that up for you, but I remember something.
Sounds interesting.
Greg, this is what my concern is that humans are creatures of incentives. They are not good creatures. They are not bad creatures. They are creatures of incentives. If the incentives are put in place for them to act in a good manner, then they will act in a good manner. If the incentives are put in place for them to act in a bad manner, they will act in a bad manner. So when you incentivize people not working, they will act in a slothful manner. Sloth is listed on the list of seven deadly sins for a reason. Not because I believe in religion, but because we know that sloth stinks. What are you going to do when you create a society where some percentage of people would rather just sit around and not do something?
Well, I coined this idea of demand-side libertarianism, and what I mean by that is everything that you say to defend, let's say, a rich guy who you don't want him to get taxed, I can say the exact same thing for the poor guy that you don't want. So if you say, if I could say the same thing, well, if we don't tax the rich people, then they're not going to give enough charity. And then elderly will not be able to survive.
That's not the justification for libertarianism. Not stealing and not, you know, killing and hurting other people is the justification for libertarianism.
Yeah, I want poor people to be free from taxation. I think that it's the poor who are disproportionately hurt by taxes. A rich person can easily afford to pay taxes because they're rich. But a poor person, every tax is that much more of a burden on their life and makes life much more difficult. And, of course, the regulations also keep poor people from rising up above their station in life and creating businesses and being entrepreneurs and keeping them poor.
And let's say that I was rich. Just imagine for a second that I'm rich. What binds me to this notion of having to give money to poor people to not work? Where was this obligation created?
Oh, forget not work. I'm saying why, if you don't tax rich people, should they give enough charity to just make people survive? Why shouldn't people just die?
Well, why do rich people have to give to charity for people to survive?
Well, if there are resources in the society, right, and some people are just not getting those resources because
because the state
automated.
Is stopping them.
Huh?
Because
no,
the state,
no state
is stopping them.
Forget
well, then,
the state.
Well, then there's probably not any people impoverished to the point of starvation if there's no state.
Why not? Why isn't there a single person who is unemployed? Why is everybody able to get money?
Because the state isn't stopping them by regulating their jobs out of existence and making their jobs illegal and taking the money from the jobs they do have and adding a 10% tax to their food bill.
But I disagree that... So you're saying if there was no state, everyone would have a job, everyone would always have enough money to eat.
Anyone who wanted one would have a job, likely.
Why?
I think a lot more people would be self-employed because it would be legal.
But
that's
why
a good point.
Who would pay them, though? Let's say you're...
Who pays the guy standing on the side of the road with a sign? I mean, I don't understand why they do it, but I watched it happen today. Somebody stands on the road with the sign, and people give them money.
Well, Well, maybe if they're religious. I mean, I might give the guy a little bit, you know, for...
I might be a little bit religious, but I at least understand economics. If I want that guy to work, I'm not going to give him money on the side of the road because then he's not going to be incentivized to go out and do productive labor. He is doing labor. He's marketing, but he's marketing himself. He's marketing sloth and poverty and a variety of other things. So even though
let's get back to there's no state. Why is everyone employed? How come you're saying anyone can get money whenever they want in the amount that they need? What?
Well, no, not whenever they want and however much they want, but if there would be poverty at all, and by poverty I mean real poverty, not I can't afford a TV, but I can't afford groceries is poverty. So if you take away the state, which is regulating jobs out of existence, which is regulating people out of jobs that they could otherwise do, which is creating all these barriers, which is adding costs to the products... Then, I mean, it's not like we have a plethora of people starving in the street in the States now. So without even those economic barriers by this aggressive agency, like, what makes you think that there would be people just starving all over the place?
That's the problem.
I want to hear his answer to that question. Okay, I want to hear the
difficulty here. Go ahead, Greg.
Because it's just the facts. If you look at how many people just in this country, forget India and other places where there is real poverty, here, people are, many of them, living below the poverty line, which means not only are they living paycheck to paycheck, they could barely afford their own apartment. They can be thrown on the street at any time if they just lose that paycheck.
But they've got five TV sets, three cell phones, and a bad drinking and smoking habit.
Not
so
all
they
of
could
them
have...
do.
A lot of them do,
see,
though.
See, this is the problem, is that I tend to agree with Greg on this. Is if you look at other countries around the world, you'll see a disparity between rich and poor. We can see that...
And you'll see an oppressive government in those other countries.
In a given marketplace. Yeah, agreed, 100%. But when you claim that, you know, in the absence of the state, that everyone will have a job and that there will be no poverty, if that's what you're claiming, in the absence of the state, well, there will be no poverty. People who are in comas will be able to take care of themselves, right? Then what you're making an outlandish statement
that can't
be backed
she
up.
Didn't say that.
What you do is you turn it around and say, Greg, what gives you the right to tell me that I can't try out my new economic system? Because there's no way we're going to move forward unless we try new things.
Hold that thought, Greg.
The state isn't an organization that likes new things. The state is an organization that picks up a gun and says, give me your money, or you're going to get out of your house, or you're going to go to prison, or you're going to effing die.
Greg, hang on. We're going to continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I tend to agree with both of you on this here, and we'll continue with your thoughts. Are welcome here on Free Talk Live, and you can also join us on Skype at lrn.fm. We're coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So I was looking through the Wikipedia article just as an aside about animals and seed dispersal. And as you might expect, the animals aren't intending to disperse seeds in most, 99% of the circumstances.
Oh, I'm not talking about the 90. I'm talking about the 1%.
And the 1%, as you gave an example, was like a squirrel burying an acorn. They're not doing that to plant a tree. They're doing
it's
that.
Not
to,
agriculture. That's
yeah.
For
they're, doing that to store food. I mean, that's a completely. There's no intention on the animal's part to that we know of.
Well, we know that
to plant a seed.
That ants participate in animal husbandry with aphids, right? Like they milk aphids and that sort of thing. So
I didn't know that.
No. Well, yeah, ants will farm aphids, basically.
Yeah. Huh. Now, in the moments that I looked online to try to find this, I couldn't find an example of animals doing agriculture. All I'm saying is that as soon as you say, well, animal, this is what separates humans from animals, then some animal's going to show you up. I mean, at this point, I don't think any one of them, there's no chimpanzee that's flown a 747 Boeing, but we'll probably jump to computers before we ever need the chimpanzee to do it, but it won't take too long.
I didn't make the statement that that's the thing that separates animals from humans. I think humans are animals. So, we're more advanced in a lot of ways than most of the animals.
You
but
said something like animals don't plant seeds.
Yeah, generally they don't. They don't have the intention to farm.
Humans don't plant seeds either, to be fair.
Well, farming humans do. Yeah, I get what you're. I get what you're saying.
That's because at one point,
right? We have diversification of labor. Anyway, let's go back to the phones here. And also, if you want to join us online, you can. You can go to freetalklive.com. And please join the AMP program. It's $5 a month. And it makes a huge difference for us when you do it. It is, you know, we're at around $2,900 a month right now, and that's been dropping over the years. So please, if you've been holding off, you feel like somebody else is going to take care of it for you, we need your help. We need you to go to amp.freetalklive.com because your AMP dollars help us get the message of liberty on more radio stations. And while I wish there were another dozen shows that are doing what we're doing, there aren't. Free Talk Live is singular in its position in the industry, and we can be on more stations. We just need more ability to market the show. So please, help us add new abilities to market rather than having to cut them, which is what we're going to have to do if we keep losing money from the AMP program. And I'm not looking forward to doing that. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com and contribute. It's $5 a month. Any major credit card through PayPal, also Bitcoin, whatever works best for you. And you get perks. You get cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. It's AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Greg in Brooklyn, New York. Greg, you're back on Free Talk Live. Continue with your thoughts.
I really like the show. I want to support you guys. And hopefully, one day I'll talk a little bit about what I'm building and maybe take out an ad on your show. I think it helps the communities be more resilient to not depend on the government.
All right.
That aside. Melanie, look, let's say there was no state tomorrow, okay?
Yay.
There's no state. Yay. Now, can we both agree that there will be some people that just don't make enough money above the threshold that it requires for them to eat and pay rent? At least some people.
Above that threshold, I would definitely agree with that, especially in kind of the earlier phases of the state where people haven't necessarily got their stuff together yet. Depending on how
but
that comes
everyone's
about.
Everyone's got the stuff together. You think that there will be no exception? There will never be people who fall through the cracks?
I mean, I'm sure there'd be some exceptions, and that's what friends and family and, you know, sometimes private charity is for. Nothing that you're telling me, and I mean, I guess to go back to your original question, no, this is not libertarianism because it's not based on the non-aggression principle. It's not even consistent with the non-aggression principle. So, I mean...
I agree that it's not based entirely on the non-aggression principle.
Then it's not libertarianism.
Well,
I love you,
Melanie. There are things that can be
you're
good
so right.
things that are not based on the non-aggression principle. Cancer research is not based on the non-aggression principle, but it's a great thing.
I mean,
but cancer research is not libertarianism.
And
that's an oxymoron. Because either socialist or you're a libertarian.
Well, the original libertarians in the 19th century, were many of them, and anarchists, were in fact socialists.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they want to use violence against people, they're not libertarians.
Okay.
No violence.
I've done a bit of research on this. You're right. They used that term previously. The term was then revived later to describe people who were essentially, believed in the non-aggression principle, that kind of thing. To the point that, and it has been used that often, that to the point that it has basically destroyed the old definition of libertarian. Secondly, socialist libertarians believe in community ownership of the means of production. Now, when I went to school, and probably everybody in this room, we were taught that socialism was state ownership of the means of production.
Yeah, that's not libertarian.
Well, it is. Communism can be community ownership, but socialism is, by definition, state
ownership.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how I define it, too.
That's how the dictionary would define socialism
like
as well.
Communism would be more like a commune. Everybody, basically...
Which, if that's voluntary, then fine. That's completely under the non-aggression principle.
You can have full or partial communism. I mean, so with my roommates, we kind of have, you know, communism in dishes because it doesn't make sense to buy 8 set of plates. So, if you want to do that with all your property, I think that's a horrible idea, but that's your business. Communism
to me, the
can be voluntary.
Sorry to interrupt. No, I just, because of the time, I just wanted to say, for me, the libertarianism is the kind of progressively increasing liberty and creating more decentralized communities so that communities can be resilient. For example, after Hurricane Sandy, they can help each other. I think that technology and apps are uniquely position now, it's only now possible for communities to run entirely off of apps, almost entirely, including the taxation within the community, redistribution a little bit. You have that grandma in apartment 3E, you know that she needs help in case of emergency. Like, you don't need the government for that.
If what you're doing is being done consensually, then it falls under, you know, compatible with libertarianism. But it's not by default libertarian what you're talking about. I've got a libertarian banker on the line here, and he wants to talk to you, Greg. I know we're short on time. Libertarian banker, it says here you want to debate Greg. Obviously, this is going to be a very short-lived
3-minute debate. Go ahead.
Discussion. So go ahead and make your point, banker.
Issues that you guys have already touched on. I just want to talk about some of the practical issues of your program, Greg. How do you decide how much these people get? And this is a rhetorical question. Just let me continue for just a moment. And what about the cost of living? Who's going to decide when those increases happen? And what about inflation that might increase the price of the goods? So are we going to increase that basic income to incorporate that? And what
right,
about
I think those are great questions.
And what about people with certain circumstances where maybe they have extraordinary expenses, maybe you're caring for a disabled person? And you know, my point
right,
in
right,
saying
right.
all this
so,
is this,
in
this,
the short
this
time
is not
have,
things that you hang on one second, Greg. These are not
sorry.
Things that you or any one person is going to be able to decide. These are things that the marketplace is going to be able to decide. And
I agree.
You know, I'm sorry. So go ahead with your thought.
Okay. So I agree. I agree that providers should compete. All I'm saying is there is going to be a growing unemployed class. There's going to be lower demand for human labor as robots get better and less
yep.
people are needed to work. So you will need, it's inevitable, so growing social safety nets. Now, I am not saying that the government should provide projects, housing, everything like that. I'm saying government should redistribute some of the wealth, or communities can do it. Give people vouchers and let the consumer decide where to spend that voucher. Now, that voucher will not maybe cover everything. Maybe people have to room with a roommate. But
should people in rural Wyoming get the same as people in New York City, or should that be
no.
different? And who decides that and how much?
So
thanks, Libertarian Banker.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I think that each community, like I said, has a different cost of living. Of course, you know, New York City has a higher cost of living.
So do I get to just choose to live in New York City if I'm not producing enough of resources to live in New York City, but I really, really want to?
I want to go to Dubai. Can you get me a plane ticket out there, Greg?
I don't have all the answers to this, but it's
community. Well, I see that's kind of part of the problem, is that you don't have all the answers, but you're trying to implement it anyway.
We don't have time, Greg. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. We're out of it for tonight. But we're always going to be back tomorrow. And, Melanie, thanks for being here, as always. Maybe we'll get to the gun-liking story next week. Meanwhile, it's been Ian and Mark and Melanie here on Free Talk Live, and you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com, download the show, and more, all for free there.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.